What's up, dude?
Not a whole lot, man. Another wonderful episode brought to you from a fucking hotel room.
So in a beautiful hotel room it is.
The Queen Suite at a Sleep Inn in Wisconsin Rapids.
Super nice. The lighting looks wonderful.
The bulbs are what's that, Gondas yellow or whatever it's called. It's real bad. It looks fake. It looks like any minute my green screen curtain's gonna fall down and you're gonna find out that I live in a trailer in the woods. Sorry. don't want the government to know where I am. But I am back on the Samsonite, so I've got to stop sitting so close because I'm watching my frequency pop up. And normally, you know, with the good microphone, I got to put it inside of my face.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is like bow, bow, spiking out when I lean close.
Hopefully we can get that balanced to it. Dull roar.
Back here, it looks good. I think it's going to be awesome. It's my condenser microphone brought to you by Samson.
I don't think that's going to work.
I plug products even though no one pays us, hoping that one day somebody will be like, hey, we should give that guy some
money. Nobody even listens to it, let alone pays us.
Well, how was the week in Seattle?
Dude, weather was gorgeous past few days. It's fucking killer. I don't think we did anything productive to take advantage of the nice weather. Yeah, chilled pretty hard. Saturday we went to a barbecue at one of Melissa's friend's house. They have a three-story, like it. They're making a fucking million of these things everywhere out here. They're like these just straight vertical three-story buildings that are single person condominiums. So the square footage per floor is probably, what do you think, like 800 square feet?
So
like about like 800 square feet per floor. So, and then it's just staircase stacked on top of staircase stacked on the top of fucking staircase.
Is it like bedroom and then like kitchen and then living room style?
It's like the bottom floor is the living room, kitchen, living room and kitchen, and dining room, right? I think so. And then I didn't walk around the rest of their house, but the I don't know what floor the bedroom was on, but the very top of it, like the stairs went all the way to the roof, and the roof was an entire balcony. So that was pretty fucking rad.
That sounds pretty dope. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that part's cool. The shitty thing, they're nice places. The stairs would get old, to be completely honest. Having to go upstairs to pee, or down three
some
flights of stairs
shit.
To. Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm not gonna walk.
I feel like that's within reason.
You could get one of those chairs that drives you up the fucking wall.
Have to get it to turn so it could drive you up every wall. But they stack them so tight on top of each other that I don't know, it looks like, what was the name of that book that you were reading when we were at Quad last year? It's like
Ready Player One.
That cover in that book, yeah, where all those Connex boxes are stacked up, it looks like that, like obviously to a much more minor degree, but
yeah, it's the foundation of what that will be.
Yeah, definitely. It's crazy how many of them are popping up all over the place, though.
So. What's the price tag on one of those? You got to buy it or
rent one? I think they're renting theirs. I think Melissa has two other friends.
Both of them do?
Yeah.
Jason and Taylor and Megan and Jared.
So two groups of friends that both own one. And I think, what do you think they are, around 400,000? So they're... they're nice. Don't let me take anything away from it, but
I thought it was going to be like an economical solution.
Oh, no.
Like you were like, yeah, man, it's compact, and you got to walk up and down 3 flights of stairs to have a 2,400-square-foot home. $400,000.
Yeah, no.
Nah.
Nah. Not in the city, man. Maybe get out of the city a little bit, and you're going to get more reasonable shit with more standard houses, I guess. None of that ridiculous.
No, the idea of the little cubicle thing sounds cool, but $400,000 for that seems a little steep.
Yeah, it's brand new also. So, like, both of them are the first people to live in that building. So, there's that. Hmm. So, I mean, you're paying for brand new everything. Quality questionable, but...
You can get a condo on the beach for $450,000. I mean, that...
That
I think if I had to choose between the two, I'd probably go oceanside, massive 3-bedroom condo.
If I had to choose between the two, I don't even know. I don't even know what I would pick. I'd pick the 800-square-foot apartment that people come and repair my shit for me when anything breaks.
Yeah, that's true. Well, man, I'm gonna get hyped up, get a little rolling here. I've got some interesting things.
Fucking sweet.
Like we talked about off air just a little bit. The theme of today's episode is going to be dragas, the drugs, not the. Well, I guess they're still illegal, kind of. But they've opened up research capabilities for LSD again.
Nice.
So we're finally getting our first instances of brain scans that show the effects of LSD. We actually get to see what truly happens when you take this drug. And everybody has always claimed to have a lot of different... they've had different reactions, but similar things. Like everybody thinks to have a heightened sense of awareness, and people that trip LSD have very vivid hallucinations. These hallucinations, it turns out, are not, they're not like so much an imaginary thing. LSD, the physical change that happens in your brain, is it breaks down the neuropathways and allows, instead of your frontal cortex taking in, you know, the light refraction and producing an image, different segments of your brain get to chime in on what you see. So different lobes of your brain, when you take in light, instead of your frontal cortex taking in this refraction of light and saying, okay, that's a lamp, and turning it into a lamp. Maybe the back part of my brain decides that he wishes that lamp looked, you know, like a little fiery. So it throws a signal in on top of it. And the other side of your brain goes, ah, dude, I wish like that noise you're hearing looked like, you know, magic. And it throws in a little instance. So your brain stops compartmentalizing itself and just and opens itself up. It literally opens itself up to viewing whether it's there or not. You get to perceive it. So, I mean, what is there? Like, sound is there, and different wavelengths of light are there, and we know there are things that visually we can't see because just that one segment of our brain is what interprets what, you know, information we're receiving.
Yeah, yeah.
LSD just unlocks the rest of your brain to allow it to give you input that is represented visually. So you close your eyes, you still see. It doesn't matter because maybe, you know, the left side of my brain, when my eyes are closed, it just decides to hijack the pathways of the frontal lobe and shoot images, even though I'm not actually taking in any light.
So it's like it's like your sixth grade class when your teacher steps out of the room and everything just goes to shit. And
just goes to shit.
Kids start throwing shit everywhere and screaming.
Yeah, they actually, the study, Let me give you who actually conducted the first one. There's actually several of them happened. This one happened sometime last week. The paper on it came out today. Not the paper, excuse me. The paper's not done, but this is just a little write-up of what happened. It's the Imperial College in London, working with the Beckley Foundation, and they did the visualized effects of LSD on the human brain. And they did a series of experiments with 20 healthy volunteers. I bet there's no shortage of volunteers for these LSD.
No, no way, dude.
Like, we'll give you lunch and some LSD if you want to
go. I would go.
I for sure would go.
I'd fucking be there with bells on.
The findings are going to be published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Penis. That's great. So in Penas, they're going to reveal what happens to the brain when people experience the very complex visual hallucinations that are often associated, obviously, with LSD. The brain changes show that... I'm sorry, it's not the frontal cortex. It's the visual cortex. It's in the back of your head that gives you sight, obviously, because that's why when you get hit in the back of the head, you can go blind. So you've got the visual cortex in the back of your head. And normally that's, like I said, compartmentalized. Now, what this is showing is that says normally our brain consists of independent networks that perform separate specialized functions such as vision, movement, and hearing, as well as complex things like attention. However, under LSD, the separateness of these networks breaks down, and instead you see a more integrated and unified brain.
That's fucking nutty, dude.
Right. So what you're seeing, it kind of makes it not sound bad, right? It sounds like a good thing. Like, if you were like, I got a unified brain, what do you got?
Sounds pretty good.
They're doing similar things now with mushrooms. I'm very interested, and I'm sure you're right here with me, is I'd like to know what dimethyltryptamine does. I mean, actually does. Because you get the similar... I think the stories with LSD and with mushrooms tend to be a little all over the place. Like, some people have super bad trips on LSD, and people say they see such wide ranges of things.
The bad trip thing is such a mystery to me, because on both adventures, well... on adventures on both of those drugs, like, I never had a bad moment. Like, especially mushrooms, the entire time it's just everything feels perfect. And then with LSD, you get like that heightened sense of awareness, or whatever the hell they said, is like, it's almost like you're more easily annoyed. Like, you'll hear somebody bitching about something that looks really far away, but they're probably not that fucking far away at all. And you just like, ugh. Like, yeah, I don't want to hear this. So you leave. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just dopey and happy on the inside, so bad trips aren't something that I've experienced, but.
Well, the LSD front's coming back around because they're using it more and more to treat, like, post-traumatic stress.
Yeah.
And they're finding out that even after you've gone on this insane psychedelic trip, that the post-effect after, you know, this stuff's out of your system. It's been pissed away, and you're back to your normal pH balanced self, that after repeated use, overall mental condition and state has improved. The ability to accept, especially with post-traumatic stress patients, able to accept what happened to them and process it better. Where and they're kind of showing that now visually, having something that segmented that, like, let's say post-traumatic stress, they've shown that it actually causes a chemical change in your brain.
Yeah.
Now, if that's compartmentalized like that, and it's just a small little segment, and it's held up, and they've now found a drug that, regardless of the hallucinations it gives you, they now show that it opens up neural pathways across your entire brain. I think that kind of validates proof of how that can help you cope and maybe disperse.
Sure. Do you think
chemical imbalance?
Do they explain what they think? How can I phrase this? Do they explain what they think happens in the brain that relieves the stress of post-traumatic stress? Like, is it being able to see a certain scenario from multiple different perspectives that gives yourself the answers to the fucking hundreds of questions that you may ask yourself, like, what, why didn't I do that sort of shit?
Yeah, they don't talk about it, you know, at least not in this paper. We'll have to dig up some more that deal directly with the PTSD issue. But judging from this paper showing, like how they talked about how a sound would normally be interpreted by this part of the brain, but instead they get to use the pathways of visualization. The same instance where your memory is a certain part of the brain. And now, instead of having to, like, you know how memories, every time you look at a memory, it changes just a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, something you remember from your childhood could be completely construed from what it actually is to what, you know, really happened. Well, maybe being able to use your visual pathways along with that memory means you're not just remembering it, you're seeing it again. So now, instead of me just remembering how bad something was, like how shitty of a time that you had, you know, in Iraq or Afghanistan or bad car accident, whatever was your trigger, it's like living it again. But this time, you're blitzed off your ass high, right? Like you're. You're tripping, but let's say you're put in a very nice surrounding and everything is happy-go-lucky and your spirits are way up there, and then you get to walk through this again and again and again, but this time, like we were talking about, with all your senses actually sending those signals in, it lets you kind of go back and, you know, you watch a scary movie, it scares you one time, you watch and actually live that movie over and over again, eventually you're like, and that's where that guy comes out, and here comes the clown from under the bed.
Yeah, no doubt.
You can just pick it all out. So it's no more surprising. The nightmares are no longer there or scary or that surprising, you know?
That takes a lot, though, from the patient, like the soldier or whatever, whoever the victim was in the situation, whoever has the post-traumatic stress, it seems... Like, I don't know how you would, let me rephrase it. I'd be curious to see how they go about deciding what the environment is, what the surroundings are, like what kind of, there has to be a particular person that is ready and willing to experience that shit, like you said, all over again, over and over and over again.
Oh, for sure.
And that in itself. So
these have to be volunteers.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
no, there's no way that they could just pick somebody up,
strapping people down and fucking, here's your LSD. You'll be better after 40 of these.
Well, not again.
Like, that's not going to happen. It shouldn't happen. I'm not going to say it won't happen, but I don't think that would ever help. Like, if you're not in the position where you can walk in and go, you know what? I believe that a psychedelic may help me overcome this. Then I think you're in the right spot to kind of go for it.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's interesting. I like that they're putting MRIs on people. They are actually sitting them down, or not MRI, but CAT scanning these guys.
Yeah, I gotcha. I couldn't think of the fucking name.
And showing... the actual changes in electrical activity in the brain.
It's cool to see them actually, like, just be productive instead of just being fucking illegal. And then we're not talking about that anymore. Like, if it has capabilities to fucking make somebody lay down on the ground and stare at the fucking sky for an hour, maybe look into it. Like, because they're fully conscious. Everything's fine in their world. They're just, they can't fucking believe that colors are colors at the moment. Like, they're like infants wandering through the world.
It's really funny you brought up the infant thing. They compared the brain activity of somebody on LSD to that of an infant, and they're very similar. They said that life, right, just happening, influences you to make you, again, that word, compartmentalize your brain into these are normals, this is this, like, and your brain physically segments off where your visual cortex no longer talks to the audible senses in your brain, and that doesn't, you know, translate over into imagination as much. And that's why children are able to imagine just insane things. And as you get older, that just doesn't.
It's just brain just turns on fucking autopilot and becomes boring as fuck.
Kinda. Yeah, you do the same thing day in and day out, especially people that have really boring jobs. And you know, you meet the guy that for fucking 30 years, he made generators for an airplane company. And he goes in every day and just stamp, 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 push, stamp, 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 push. That guy's going to get Alzheimer's and he's going to go fucking crazy because
he doesn't
90% of his brain isn't used.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And so if you take that extreme of a person, if you said, you know, I want you to imagine the craziest thing you can think of and write it down, like, he's going to be the guy that goes, oh, I don't know.
Like, it'd be pretty crazy if a woman won presidency.
Yeah. His ability to reach beyond himself is almost gone at that point. Where if you talk to a kid, they'll babble off shit that doesn't make any sense.
Until you ask them to stop. Like, they won't just be like, well, I don't know. A guy with his head on fire, that'd be weird. No, it'd be like a laundry list of shit. And then he walks too close to the lamp and the light bulb explodes. And then out of the light bulb, a bunch of little light bulbs come out. It's like, okay, all right.
Yep. And it would, and you're right, it would ramble forever. And that is the ability to think beyond yourself to something that isn't. Because I read something that said that you cannot imagine a face. Like, if you dream, every face you see is a reoccurrence of someone you have already seen. And I don't believe it in the least, because unless it somehow was only people, because I mean, we dream monsters and we dream aliens, and Ridley Scott has thought up entire worlds that don't exist. So how is it that we can imagine all of those things, but we couldn't imagine another person? But this is supposedly proven that you can't imagine a face you haven't seen. I don't know how that would be proven, but they did write it very matter of fact. Like, did you know you can't imagine a face? I didn't know that, and that's not true. Don't lie to me.
I can't. I'm just sitting here trying to imagine a face that I haven't seen, and I can't. It's just Slender Man. That's all I'm picturing right now.
Right. And I don't know if they mean, like, initially, like, your blank slate, but, I mean, I can imagine, I don't know, like a weird elf-looking thing, but that's not, again, a person. So maybe they're right. Who knows? That would be very strange, though, if we could just not imagine our own species other than what was real.
But werewolves are fully acceptable.
Yeah, every other species we could just think of them up just right off the top of the cuff. Like, draw me a demon, and you're like, demon. Okay, I got it. And they're like, all right, draw a human that's never lived, and you're like, shit. Can't be done.
Stick figure. With no head.
So.
Oh my God.
We're just. I like that we're tapping in, though. We're starting to see parts of the brain that we'd never looked at before. So kudos to Dr. Robin Carhart Harris, who led the research for this one.
It is cool. Like, space is neat, but it's cool to see that there's still so much shit that we have no idea about whatsoever. And our fucking brain is one of those things.
It's the deepest part of the ocean and the furthest star. It's that shit that I'm hoping that we eventually can completely map and hopefully, you know, recreate our brain. But God,
fucking crazy.
every time they do one of these silly studies, they're like, all right, eat this mushroom and we're going to scan your brain. And then they go, oh, that's strange. They never know what they're going to find. But this one was interesting. So if you would like for your brain to be able to talk to all aspects of itself, just go do a bunch of LSD and walk around.
Eat some acid, yeah.
I'm trying to say.
Eat some acid, play Dig Dug, and listen to Hatebreed. It'll be a good time. You get some skee ball in there. Do not go to a strip club where the strippers look like they're kept in cages in the basement and not fed for weeks on end. Don't do that. That will change your opinion on a lot of shit and maybe inspire you to open up a sandwich shop outside of the strip club.
Jesus
Hypothetically
Christ.
Speaking. I mean,
hypothetically.
I don't know. So I've heard, I guess.
Ooh, that's dark.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster, man. The fun thing about acid, I've heard, is if you do it with a couple other people, which most people do, everybody starts high. Like, everybody starts getting high around the same time, and you just keep being high together. And then, like, the waves start to come in, and your highness is somebody else's sober point. And then you drop into sober, and then they peak up into being high again, and you think, oh shit, all right, well, that's it. Like, the trip's over. And then it just, whoa, just fucking amps back up, and you're seeing fucking flavors again. And then the other person's balanced back out and trying to, like, coordinate being a human with someone else. Well, you try to, like, meet it, like, you're like meeting at, like, the midsection. It's like, hey, we only have a second, let's talk real quick. Oh, and then you're like, you're taken away by the flying monkeys again. You have to exchange your fucking information as quickly as possible. It's so fucking funny.
It's a three-legged race where one of you, yeah, the other person keeps changing from a solid to a liquid to a gas as you're running down the road.
Exactly.
So Rice University did almost an identical experiment. That's not fair. They're not doing the same experiment. They're doing similar, though, with psychedelic use, but with the mushrooms. And how they did theirs was they did some with the fMRI scanner, but they also did this examining BOLD signals, which is blood oxygen level dependent signal. It tracks the activity levels in your brain. So as a certain part of your brain absorbs more oxygen, you know, it knows it's,
oh, okay,
it's active. What they found with psychedelic states is that the activity in the brain becomes disorganized. So it unsynchronizes the usage level. So where you would normally see, like, a very smooth flow of usage, it goes all over the place. Like, there's no predictability to what part of your brain is going to use what. So, and it kind of speaks a little bit to the unlocking all of your brain activity. Where the other ones said it in a very majestic way that, your brain works together. This study, using the bold signals, showed that it just kind of is firing all over the place.
And that's so on mushrooms.
So while you're looking at, you know, this wall, randomly another part of your brain is just going to become active, and that's going to cause you to see whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas with LSD it was almost a morphing of individual things that you're taking in, on high levels of mushrooms it was sporadic. It didn't matter what you were taking in, you know, it just acted however it felt like acting.
That's so crazy.
But it does change with doses, you know, obviously.
Oh, no doubt.
If you're just pumping somebody full of mushrooms, I'm sure they're freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, rightly so.
They had weird things happen. Like, people tend to get louder. They don't really know what the purpose is. I mean, people get louder on alcohol, too.
Yeah, absolutely. People are terrible. People just get louder because they think... I'm sitting here with a microphone in front of my face because I think people give a fuck about what I have to say, so I can't really talk too much shit. But sometimes, I don't know. Had this kid... Did I tell you about that kid in my class that just loves talking about the Navy?
That's
he talks about. And when he starts talking about the Navy, he just starts like yelling. It's like... Here's a plan. Move to the front of the fucking classroom instead of the very, very back corner and just use your fucking inside voice.
No, that everyone then couldn't hear him. He needs to make sure that he can blanket you with his voice.
But he hasn't shown up in the past 2 days, so.
Nice.
Shit's been looking up.
Oh, I am, I'm a little weird on energy. I'm like a flatline amount of energy lately.
I don't know. Somebody's got the case of the Mondays.
Case of the Mondays. I think it's this keto crap. Stop taking in carbs.
What? Oh boy. You just.
Like all together. Fuck carbs.
Just waiting to talk about that. What are you doing? Some fucking diet?
I don't know. It's Rogan's. Rogan had a couple of scientists on about it. We decided to give it an old try. It's been a week now.
Is that like bread and shit, or?
It's a high fat, high protein.
So you still eat meat.
No carbohydrates. So no breads, no grains, no rice, no fruit really. Obviously, no candies or anything
sure.
like that. But no fake or real sugar. Like, there's not a differentiate. Like, the guy that goes on to talk about it says that, like, your body can't, there is no way for your body to know that if the carbohydrate came from a potato or from a Jolly Rancher.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Once it's sugar in your bloodstream, that's it.
Gotcha.
So,
so you can't eat potatoes?
Nah.
Oh, yep. Nope. Not going to work for me. Fuck
kind of
that.
A bitch.
Need my French fries.
I'm on the road right now, so I had to get a fucking burger for dinner and I had to peel all the crap off. So I'm just holding two hot ass patties of meat. it's weird. The first couple of days, you feel like you got the flu, and that passes. What your body does with ketosis is it decides to burn fat for energy instead of sugar.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which,
all right, I know what you're talking about now then.
Instantly lose, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches. My stupid fat face went away. Like, it was, it's gnarly. It's, sugar causes massive inflammation. So even though you don't lose weight, all the water and crap, you piss like crazy, man. That was like 3 days in. I'll piss fucking all day long, it seems.
Really?
Like.
Yeah, I'd be constantly super thirsty. Fucked, man. I pee every 30 seconds as it is. If I change my diet, no French fries, and I just live on the toilet. That sounds terrible.
Amazing. But I don't know. I feel really good now. Really, really good. So I'm gonna stick with it. It's really not that hard. Like, you get to eat fucking butter. So who gives a shit? Like, I can't have candy or bread, but I can soak a steak in butter. So I probably shouldn't do that. you have to use coconut oil and butter for cooking.
Right on.
No artificial sweets. Or, yeah.
That's probably sugars. Still fucking good, though. That was a useless fuck.
Feels good.
Sorry, Brad's mom. But, that's good. Yeah, he was. It was interesting because I heard him talk about part of it when he was talking about how, like, that first few days when your body's trying to get over that, I guess, sugar withdrawal, right?
It's like coming off of heroin,
pretty
man.
Pretty gross.
Basically, I would I'd get up and try to pack, and I'd pack for, I don't know, maybe an hour or two. I'd go sit on the couch and fall asleep for 2 hours. Like, it was. There was no energy to get up. And then after that passed, I woke up probably 6 or 7 in the morning so hungry that I thought I was going to gnaw my own arm off. And I ate a steak for dinner. Like, I ate fine. Got up, went in there, cooked like 3 eggs, fried a steak, like a little breakfast size one, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Ate that and drank 2 glasses of milk, and it felt like I hadn't put food to my mouth. Like, I was still thirsty, I was still hungry, and I didn't break. I didn't eat anything I wasn't supposed to. I didn't eat anything else. I just hung out for a while, and that happened for the next day or so, and then that went away. And now I eat like normal. I eat, you know,
that's
2-3 times a day.
That's cool, though.
Energy levels are pretty much back to normal. Like, I'm not getting overly tired. I do sleep solid, though. Like, when I go lay down, there's no, like, leg twitching. can't go to sleep anymore. It's probably because I used to eat pasta 5 nights a week. Like, I'm like, carb load, go to bed. So, it's interesting. I'm hoping it works out well. If you guys listen to the Joe Rogan podcast, he's had 2 different guests on there. That one was Dr. So-and-so. I wish I remembered his name. And he really breaks down, like, what's happening. And the other guy is some entrepreneur that just follows it. And he follows it to the T. They, like, prick their blood and test their ketosis state. And that's your liver producing an enzyme that breaks down fat for fuel.
Wow.
So as long as that enzyme is up, you know that you're burning fat instead of burning glucose.
That is so interesting.
But it's definitely, you got to commit to it. You got to for sure know that you're going to go more than a week. Like, you can see you're going to feel like shit. But speaking of feeling like shit, how bad would you feel if you were the first guy to get arrested for kicking an android?
Oh, boy. Bad? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't feel bad at all. We're talking about, like, an android and not, like, a phone, right?
Yeah. Like, a drunk man in Japan was arrested for kicking the shit out of a humanoid robot that greets people at a bank. And when I saw the story, I remember when we were talking about, you remember they made the receptionist lady? And we were, you know, it's like, well, when they put these things at Walmart, like, how rude are people going to fucking be to this thing?
Sure.
Apparently.
Real rude, as
real
it turns
fucking
out.
Rude this to beat the shit out of
physically fucking abusive. That's hilarious.
But here's the crazy thing about it. The story is actually pretty old. It was end of last year when this happened, but I just found it, and I wish we'd have found it sooner, especially when we were doing the AI
stuff. Dude, no shit.
But it says, Under current Japanese law, the man can be charged with damage to property, but not injury, since injury is a charge reserved for humans. But there is a group called Robo Law Asia Initiative that is trying to pass human-style rights for robots.
Of course. Of course there is.
It's already happened. It has already happened. The robot identifies as a human, so therefore it must be human. That's what's going to happen. It says Pepper can read human emotions and should be treated more like a pet, at least, than just an object.
So what were the words spoken by the robot right before the ass beating commenced? If they can read human emotion, like maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
It says, according to the police report, the man said that he was angry at the attitude of one of the store clerks. The Pepper robot now moves more slowly because its internal computer may have been damaged. So they're claiming that the thing's got fucking dramatic brain injury. He made the thing retarded.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Can't make this shit up, people. Says the biggest moral concern, Wang explains, is that the current laws do not help human beings to protect their empathy while interacting with humanoid robots.
Hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Until they're thinking for themselves, I don't think they need any fucking rights. When it's still just a canned response, they don't need, they're just, whatever.
I just can't believe that it's, I mean, we haven't even got to AI yet. It's not even a thing yet.
Yeah.
I mean, not true AI, not complex AI. And we already have a lawsuit about freaking
equal rights fucking group.
Go Japan. You can buy used panties in a vending machine.
And robots have rights.
Robot have a right. Women no have a right.
That's racist.
Sure is. In Japan, you deserve it. You absolutely deserve it for that one. I mean, I'm not saying the guys should have kicked the shit out of the robot, but they're like parading the thing around. They're like, Pepper has slow motor skills now. Then replace the motor.
Was it a male or a female robot?
They're pretty. It's named Pepper, so I'm guessing it was probably a female voice. But they're pretty just blank, like white, two blue eyeballs.
Oh, okay. Like it's, gotcha.
They're not very. This wasn't one of the ones that looks like a person, at least not from the picture.
That was the receptionist deal, right? It looked.
No, this was not the receptionist. No, the receptionist was the one that looked like a person.
Okay, cool.
This one looks like it's got a little iPad in its chest, and it was used. They use them to like ring people up, or they're tellers. They're like,
oh, okay,
a teller at a bank or something.
It's just a kiosk that has legs and talks to you.
Yeah, this one says it was stationed as a greeter at SoftBank, but it says that they have teller ones or whatever. And this one's called the Pepper Robot. Yeah, now moves more slowly, and its internal computer system may have been damaged.
That's so fucking ridiculous. Like you said, just replace it.
Yeah, but no, they're not. They're keeping it on, and like now it's the door greeter at Walmart. Welcome to. So sad. Yeah, he used to be a prominent member of the workforce after that vicious attack. Oh. Well, my friend, I believe that's all I have for tech and science for the week.
Mr. Nicholas told me to check something out today.
Snarpopolis?
Yeah, Snarpopolopagus. There was, they think they found a canyon underneath Antarctica that is twice the size of the Grand Canyon. So this group of scientists went up there to check out, to try and get an idea of what the fuck is underneath all the ice. And they started using, they thought maybe that the texture of the top of the ice would represent what's underneath it. Does that make sense? So like a big, like right. long, like flat area could potentially be a lake. Whereas like rolling hills might be a set of undiscovered mountains. So with that thought, they went up there to use pretty much sonar. Obviously not.
Did they find a big ice ditch?
Not underwater. I mean,
is that what they were looking for?
Yeah, they found a giant fucking lake, and they found a huge canyon, and they found mountain ranges. It said the findings indicate that the sheets are less stable than previously thought and could be strongly affected by climate change. But it sounds like...
Not if we get a Republican president. Polar bear is supposed to be brown. It's her spring coat.
Yeah, that's... yeah, they found a massive subglacial lake and a series of canyons, one of which more than twice as long as the Grand Canyon could rank as Earth's largest. That sounds pretty interesting.
Now,
it's crazy.
Is the canyon just going to be ice?
No, it's land.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So it's okay. I was just going to say, because I mean, it's impressive size wise if it's bigger. I mean, I guess that would be insane if it was ice. But no, it actually digs into the continent of Antarctica.
Yeah. It's in the the actual land.
I guess that should be apparent from how deep the Grand Canyon is. In my mind, I was like, "Well, how deep is the Grand Canyon? It's probably not that deep. It's for sure real deep." That's one thing. Dude, have you ever been? You been to the Grand Canyon?
No, I haven't.
I've never given the slightest fuck to go.
If
like, not one.
It's one of those things that like, hey, we're going to drive to California. When I was in Colorado and we were going to drive down to California, I would ask if we were going to go by the Grand Canyon. And if they said no, then I wouldn't give a fuck about it. And they always said no, so I never gave a fuck about it. We never drove by the fucking thing. So at no point in time in my life was like, I want to go look at a hole in the ground. Today is the day. I am leaving. I'll be back in 3 days with not much to talk about.
And it's not to say I don't like looking at natural occurrences that are magnificent. Like I loved climbing, like getting on Pikes Peak and doing... You know, like all of the great things that I got to see in Colorado Springs at the Garden of the Gods and all that, I just couldn't imagine. Like, I would not, now living in Wisconsin, go, oh, I'm going to go fly to Colorado Springs just to see Pikes Peak or whatever. Like, I'll look for cool stuff around here, which, I mean, there's not any, but
no,
there might be a couple things that I haven't found yet. But the.
Go watch the natives of Chicago.
Yeah, space is up there.
Yeah.
There's like telescopes and shit. like, you know what's bigger than the Grand Canyon? The other planets that are around there. Like, I want to see that stuff. It's infinitely bigger. They did some estimate, like, they can only identify like 10% of what the universe should be mathematically. And they're like, where's the rest of it?
Jesus Christ.
And it's because the light. This is kind of my theory on it, but I'm assuming it's just because the light hasn't reached us yet, right? Like, you can only go so far back in time before the light that was created, you know, from the initial, like from the Big Bang or whatever you want to call it, of these vast amounts of solar systems and galaxies that are out there to reach us. So if it takes, you know, a couple million years for that light to get here from the ones that we can see, if you go back to the ones that are billions of years, like the light, we haven't been around long enough for that light to have even mathematically reached us. So there's like an horizon where the light is still traveling from creation that won't reach Earth for millions of years. That's
a lot of shit,
my brain
man.
A little bit.
Meanwhile, in the words of Joe Rogan,
the sky will literally get bigger.
There's a ditch that you can go look at.
To ride a donkey or whatever. I don't even know if you can do that anymore.
Oh, no. The animals have rights. If robots have rights, you sure as fuck can't ride a donkey up a canyon wall.
But, I mean, that's astonishing to think about. Like, the sky is literally increasing in size every day. Because every day a little bit more of that light will get here.
It's fucking nutty.
Bangarang.
That's
you want to talk to me about that sweet new game?
Talking about Stardew Valley?
Yeah.
I could go on and on and on about Stardew Valley, but I will spare you. Shit's banging along pretty well. Our best friend in the town is the homeless guy that lives in a tent. And
that seems pretty on par for you.
We find things on the ground and we hand it to him and he gets really excited and he mails us fish recipes. And the fish recipe that he mailed us was sashimi. So you just
you just
cut up
it's
a piece
like
of fish.
Step one, you catch the fish and then
step one,
eat it.
Cut fish. Step two, eat fish. So we got that going for us. We got our chickens making some eggs. We're pressing the eggs into mayonnaise. Melissa wasn't real big on the idea of having mayonnaise machines on the farm, but talked her through that. And, oh, we got kegs. We have kegs now, so we can make beer. So we have a shit. We're in the winter right now, like midway through winter. And we grew a fuck ton of hops during the summer. And now we're just making a shit ton of beer and selling those as they're made. Making a pretty fat profit on the farm these days.
That's the worst game I've ever
heard. It's so much fucking fun, dude. It's so much fucking fun.
I don't want to play it because I'll probably get addicted to it.
Oh, you will.
Just be
a
virtual farmer. Like, oh, my God. But, well, that's good. When does New Titanfall come out?
Oh, they said that that teaser. I didn't hear about it until right before we jumped on the podcast, but I guess there's a teaser that got released for it today or yesterday. I think it was today. But didn't really show a lot because it's, I mean, a teaser. But they showed... Did you check it out?
I haven't seen it yet.
They showed a... It's like a downed pod. Like the ejection... Well, no, because you get shot out of...
Like the landing pods where you come out of originally?
Yeah, it's like this red or this white thing with like red stripes on it. It looks like a little like personal pod that almost looked like it ejected from a Titan itself, like a little like just where the human's at, and it's sitting on the ground sparking, and then there's some voice talking about some dumb shit like, hey, maybe you shouldn't try so hard. And then a robot leg walks up and then a fucking sword gets shoved into the dirt. So they teased melee weapons aside from just... What did you do in Titanfall? You just smack people with your gun, right? When you were a robot?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you punched or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you could do the punch.
Yeah.
But that was it. Short melee was like a buttstock strike and then... And then you could do that punch
Falcon
where you
punch.
Could reach inside and grab the driver.
There was some fucking cool shit in that game, man.
I like that game.
There was some really
lot.
Cool shit in that game.
I started playing it when I got this gaming laptop. And there was nobody on the servers, and that was so disappointing because it's a fun game to play. Yeah. Like,
it's fun, it looks good, and it's fucking cool. Like, you can.
I just hope there's more to it this time. I'm still a sucker for story mode. Like, I want. I'd like a little background, a little.
Man, I don't know. I can appreciate that, sure.
Just knowing that. Like, if you could have a sweet little setup where you're fighting, like, the war, like, where you're in some battle-torn titan, and there's, you know, I could just imagine, like, great cinematic views where you're standing atop and it kind of glances over and there's, you know, 8 or 10 titans and then just armies of normal dudes running by. Like, when you do the story modes, there's always such larger scale to the game than what you get with multiplayer.
Yeah.
And multiplayer. Yeah, no doubt. So it's 10 on 10 and there you go. You play your game. But yeah, you get that movie feel to it. I think Titanfall is a cool cinematic concept and yeah, I want it. I want a story mode.
Having
probably
that,
won't get it, but
no, I think they confirmed that there was a story mode for it. I'm like 99% sure that they confirmed that there was going to be like an actual real life standalone single player game for Titanfall 2.
That would make my day.
Yeah. So
I'd probably get a little choked up. I wonder if they're going to release for PC right away or if I got to get it for the Xbox.
It's the same thing. Didn't you hear? Fucking all of the Xbox titles are coming out for Windows 10 now. So
is it same day though?
I believe it's same day, but I don't think the quality is near as good as. So the weird fucking thing about it is, you can play. The example that I heard was Tomb Raider. You can play Tomb Raider on the Xbox One. So the Xbox One version of Tomb Raider is also available on the Windows 10 store. However, that Windows 10 version isn't 4K ready. But the Steam version of Tomb Raider is 4K ready because it's not technically the same game as the Windows 10 Tomb Raider.
So Windows 10 is now able to emulate
Xbox One games. Yeah, that's probably
so
the easiest way to put it.
NES emulator or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Well, for now. We'll see.
Because, I mean, I want you to have your Xbox One version, and then if I could also get my super badass PC version same day.
Sure.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting what those guys are talking about. I guess Microsoft just recently kind of went back on what they were saying about what did they call it? It was essentially like the sequel to the Xbox One almost, but they went back on what they were saying about having an accessible. They weren't interested in selling an Xbox that people were going to have to open up. And by that, they mean like take parts out and replace parts,
right.
Essentially a fucking PC with an Xbox One logo on the side of it. So that's kind of going back on what they were talking about previously, but I don't know. We talked about
except for what they're gonna have is like it'll look like the battery pack.
Oh, dude, no doubt.
That'll click. Yeah, I think that's what they mean. Instead of they don't want you tinkering inside, which I could see because you don't want your average 12-year-old buying an upgrade and then leaving his Xbox plugged in and unscrewing shit and poking around.
Yeah, or I mean the risk for static shock and going through your just frying your fucking console. More importantly, I'm not too worried about the child getting shocked, but like if you shock the console, you're gonna fry
Microsoft
all your
is.
Shit.
but having like a, you know, open it up and it looks like the battery on your laptop, like how those latches work, and it says, you know, this is your new GPU, like please insert this disc first and it loads a driver and then power off your Xbox. Remove the tray, put in the new one.
Yeah.
Power on Xbox.
Just compartmentalized, fucking plug and play everything.
that I could see coming. So I see what they're talking about there.
That is interesting.
Still just
man.
Fantasizing about Titanfall 2 in super glorious PC form. I gotta get a 4K monitor.
Yeah. I don't know. Man, there's.
I went and looked at this LG that was like massive, long ways.
Yeah.
Massive.
Oh,
God,
okay.
It was cool. And it says that it will work with almost any game. Like, it can change the aspect ratio with very little distortion.
Really?
It looked pretty sweet.
That'd be so weird to get used to. Can you imagine? Dude, playing a first-person shooter on that would be...
They were playing Doom. The new Quake they were playing.
Yeah.
And all of the information, like your... You know how they show, like, your guy with, like, the... I don't know what to call it. It's like a scan going over somewhere you get
just your
heads up
display.
And then, all the HUD stuff was like way on the outside of the screen. So your still 27 inch normal monitor was you playing.
Okay.
So there was no, like nothing was taken up by outside stuff.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. It was like those guys that have the three or four monitors stacked where like, just information's out here, and then the front screen is nothing but you and your gun going.
Information.
Same style, except on one monitor.
Just,
I like it.
Just all that information you need while you're playing Quake. Information. It's just the fucking scrolling Matrix letters on both screens. As you make beep-bop, beep-bop, boop-bop, boop noises while you run around shooting skeletons and body armor.
Have you ever watched the guy from Unbox Therapy?
Yeah, yeah.
Look up Unbox Therapy's Ultimate Division setup.
Oh boy,
pretty gnarly. He's got like a game chair and like three or four monitors. It says it's a setup for Division, but I don't know why you. It's something you'd need for like a race car simulator more than you would need it for.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that, like the F1 simulators and shit, like having your, or like a Star Citizen, for instance, you'd have different
information. I have to get back on. I will try. I am in the process of moving right now, so it's kind of hard, but if I can get on, I need to do another play of Star Citizen and then Star
Fitting.
Citizen. And talk about it again because I just watched a video. They introduced the FPS segment.
Oh boy!
And did you see the zero grav? It's like fun with zero grav fighting, and the guy's like running and shooting his gun, and then he like jumps and like hits his little air pack, and then shoots his gun and like flies with it.
Yeah. Yep, not a lot of hope for that game, as it turns out. They released a new ship just recently.
Have they?
Yeah, it's on sale for the low price of $300-some-odd fucking dollars, dude. I think it's just $300.
This guy is
remarkable.
He's just raping people and laughing.
Seriously.
There's no reason to make another ship. None of the ships matter yet.
No. Well, I mean, unless you like looking
at
things.
You have classes right now, so you could test. And that's it. There's no reason to keep designing and making all of this crap.
I feel like it's their art department has literally nothing to do right now, and the programmers are just trying to make a game. Trying like hell. They're not.
Somebody destroyed my ship. I got out and I did the thing where you get to go to one of the satellites and go inside and start it up and like get information off of it and then get back out. And while I'm in there, I hear, and I was like, oh, what the fuck? And I crawl and get out and my whole ship's gone. and like, it looked good. It was like floating with a big hole in the side of it. And one of the wings was gone. I was like, oh, so like I flew over to it and like landed on it and there was nothing there. My escape pod was just like floating in space. So I had to like jetpack over to my escape pod to get into it. I was like, this is bullshit.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
People, man.
Just blew my ship up.
Blowing up ships. So, Titan Vision. Titanfall, they're going to release information for it June 12th. So, be patient. Did you look at the update information for The Division? The free patch that comes tomorrow.
Mm-mm. Devin's real excited about it.
It's interesting, man. They're adding stuff, but the way that they're adjusting shit is they're making it so every boss like drops a weapon. Like they're taking out. Man, I should have thought about this more because I can't find the words to explain it. So the exchange rate right now is like five green turns into one blue for your crafting materials. And then the next tier is like 5-1 for green to gold. And then gold to purple is like 8-1. So they're changing that from the fives. It's like 10-1, like 12-1 and 15-1. So they're if anybody's holding on to any equipment to break it down, the turnouts are going to be lower, or the turnout's going to be lower and the exchange rate is worse. So like handle all of your shit tonight. What would be tonight? Because it's all worth not near as much come time for the patch. But they're adding in a new, they're calling it an incursion called Falcon Lost. It's just going to be it's one mission that's end game content where it's level 30 required, like level 30 end of the game. Like you have to finish that, what the hell's General Assembly quest, that very last quest for the main storyline. You've had to have finished that, and it's for, I guess it's for 4-player with high end gear. So it sounds like you're going to have to go fuck around in the Dark Zone for a little bit, or at least run dailies or whatever in order to get your gear score up from just your base level 30.
Dailies have been giving me absolutely nothing. I've got to go screw around in the Dark Zone more. I'm like level 25. I don't go out there much. I've been logging on and doing dailies with Devin, and then I logged on the other day and they screwed up a patch and there was no daily.
Oh, wow.
You go on the website and see what the dailies were supposed to be, but there was no daily. And there was people yakking all over the place. Of course, Reddit was lit up.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, I don't have a daily. But, I mean, that's kind of why I've been getting on there. The Dark Zone is fun when you have a large group of people.
Yeah.
I don't like playing with strangers on there that much.
That, yeah. So, I mean, that's the fun part about the Dark Zone is everybody's shifty. Like nobody, you never know who's going to try and fuck your butt when you're running down the road.
That's for sure the truth.
At least if you have a group of guys with you, you can stand somewhat of a chance. But when you're running fucking lone wolf up there,
they got that gif that's been circulating since this came out, and it's from Pirates of the Caribbean, where they all start pointing the pistols at each other, yeah. And it's like every Dark Zone extraction ever. Dude, I've had guys, like, I'll run up, and I'm, like, running to go drop off gear, and the guy will stop dropping his gear off and just back up and aim at me, and I'm like, I gotta start screaming. I'm like, chill the fuck out. Like, I'm just,
tell that bitch to be cool.
Yeah, I'm just dropping off stuff. Like, I saw there was an extraction here, but I was running and he was like doing his little thing, you know, because you gotta craft for a minute before it'll drop off the gear,
right?
And
he's going, because using a carabiner and string is a real fucking hell of a time.
And he did, he stopped doing it and he jumped backwards and was just getting ready to light me the fuck up. I was like, this guy's, he's got PTSD from this game.
Yeah, too many times, too many extractions gone sideways.
Did I tell you about the little Asian dude killed me at the extraction?
Oh, yes.
And he started shooting me, and I just fucking, you cocksucking, like, just start yelling the worst shit at him, right? And he just like I can hear his mic like start ruffling because he obviously didn't have it on, and then he brings it up and he's like, and this dude just has been getting screamed at all day, and he can't understand us probably. I sure shit couldn't understand him. And that guy went on to like turn gold from just murdering people.
It's probably some dude whose account got hacked by some Chinese gold farming website and who just decided to go kill people that day. Fuck farming.
Yeah. Oh, he was having a good time. He was enjoying himself. I think he ran out of ammo. It was probably the only reason why he died. Oh, well. Gotta love the Division.
They're finally putting in trading with this patch. But instead of it being like some... I expected fucking more from these guys. And it's a stupid gripe, but instead of like walking up to somebody and interacting with them and opening up like a trade window and putting down your shit and they put down their shit, you just throw your shit on the ground. And then the other person has to be in your party.
That's real half-assed.
In order to pick it. It's real half-assed.
That's real half-assed right there.
I feel like that's like one line of code that they deleted to where you're allowed to see other people's shit. And it's so stupid to me. So now you can trade items within 2 hours of them being picked up. And you can only trade them to people who are also in the party with you when you found it. So you can't run out and go solo and find something decent and then come back and trade it to somebody for something else. It's just like one big team operation.
It's useless.
It's really fucking dumb.
That's useless because I was getting excited because I know like when I go play with Devin, I know that dude's got way better gear than I do. And he's probably got shit sitting around that he doesn't use.
No doubt.
Because to him it's garbage. And like when we go to play together, I run out of bullets just...
Yeah,
bullet sponging people.
Yeah.
It's like, I have to use a sniper rifle to do damage, that or a shotgun. So I'll hang out until they get them kind of like weeded out, and then I run out there and flashbang, and then I can shotgun people in the face, and that's about the only way I get kills. Or I just spray and pray and hit everybody once, and then I hide, and I get the XP when somebody else kills.
Seems strong. That's a solid plan.
I played with a group of guys I didn't know the other day, and that's what I did. I would just ninja roll and then jump up and shotgun blast like four in a row and then jump again, and the spray would tag everybody once. And so when they would, and then I'd just run away, and then my XP all of a sudden would start going do.
Nice.
+200, +200, +400. I was like, yes. That's how you do that.
It's
It's still a fun game.
Excuse me.
I enjoy it. They got to get their shit together. This patch was really anticipated by a lot of people, and it doesn't sound like it's going to live up to the hype. And that's unfortunate because the release of the game was better than I think most people expected.
It was certainly better to me than I expected. I didn't have very high hopes for it, and it was quite a bit more polished than I expected it to be. I mean, it had what, day one server issues? First day, second day.
Kind of. I never noticed.
Every fucking online game that has ever come out ever has had server issues. And everybody always bitches about it like it's the first fucking time that it ever happened.
Oh, yeah. And the other game did it just fine, even though when that game came out, everyone bitched about
it. Exactly. Yeah, you just dig through the forums for, I don't know, a minute and click to page one of the forums and proceed to read about how the game sucked a bag of fucking dicks on day one. Whatever. People are ridiculous. The
Division ones were my favorite when I got on that forum and the people were complaining about, like, I can't run it on my GTX 440. Like, this is... My game meets the minimum specs, but every time I put it on Ultra, it crashes.
you're not reading this right, buddy.
Yep.
They're putting in It they're putting in Dark Zone supply drops. So it's going to add another aspect to the Dark Zone, another what would be the right word? Point of contention. Is that the right way to say that?
Yeah. Yeah, like another battleground gonna pop up between people.
So they're going to drop in a couple times a day gear that is clean. So while you're in the Dark Zone, if one of these comes down, then there'll be the standard typical battle of PvP or PvE.
And if you get it, it just goes straight to your inventory.
You can just use it then. So that's neat. Instead of having to fuck around with it. The extraction shit's a lot of fun, don't get me wrong. But sometimes it's nice to get like a puffy jacket and be able to put on your puffy jacket right when you get it, instead of having to fight through wave after wave of gangsters that just don't want you to have that fucking purple puffy jacket.
I just want my purple puffy jacket.
I'm not asking for a lot.
I want my sweet distressed jeans. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go to the right direction. Maybe with the trading, enough people will freak out about it that they change it. I think I know why they don't want a full open trading thing, because then you are going to get the miners. Like, not like 12-year-olds, but like...
Yeah, I gotcha. People that are
paying the group of Chinese dudes to rack up, and then you'll PayPal them for weapons. You know, they're probably trying to stay away from that. I don't know why they would, but I think that's probably what they're trying to get. Because people did that with WoW real bad.
Oh, yeah. Every MMO, they do it. It's, yeah. I did it. I did it on Lineage 2. Everybody that I knew that I played Lineage 2 with eBayed. That was just how you fucking survived on that game. Because the drop rates were so unbelievably low. And when I say that, I mean unbelievably fucking low. Like one in, I don't know, ever on the server sort of shit. Like there's one level 40 sword right now. And the level 40 patch has been out for a month. What the fuck? Like, there's plenty of level 40s harvesting this area, but no one's getting anything. Like, Korean drop rates are no fucking joke, man. It's tough.
So maybe they're trying to stay away from that. I still have horrible weapons in that game. And my crafting, there's nothing. I go to the crafting table, you know, like, I go to the special items guy and try to buy blueprints. And he's got nothing for me. And then, I've bought a bunch of them. And then I go, and nothing is better than the gear I have. But the gear I have can't touch shit that people have drug out of the Dark Zone. The gap is way too big.
Yeah.
To me, like, if I'm doing dailies every day and I've completed every mission and I've done every side mission, that should warrant decent gear.
They got it. I mean, they got to slow you down at some point, I guess, right? Like, they have to make it seem like there's still something to strive for.
But there wouldn't be anything to strive for if I'd have just gone to the Dark Zone initially. If I'd have started the game, got
plowed through it
and was like level fucking 20, and then jumped over to the Dark Zone and just hit out on top of the gas station and mine back and forth, killing those dudes until I got to level 30 and then went and unlocked the crates, I would instantly have better gear than anyone that finished the game.
Ain't that some shit?
It's like the very first thing that I can acquire in the Dark Zone should not be just head over fucking fist better or hand over fist better than what I can get after completing absolutely everything.
the other side.
And what's up with the crates in the Dark Zone where I run up and it says, like, I got to be level 30 to open any crate. There's not a single one of the big lock crates that I found that aren't. I'm taking that back. I think I did find one in a subway that I was able to use a Dark Zone key for or something to unlock it and get it. But it seems like almost every crate, if every one of them, even at the very beginning entrance, is level 30 required.
I don't remember seeing any in there at all that were less than 30. Because I didn't go in until I was 30. And I feel like they base the crate level just off of the minimum level for the zone.
No, but it's level 30 dark zone.
Yeah.
So I get to play for a fucking month before I can get any gear? Man. Why is level 30 the minimum requirement to move on? Like, I haven't been able to open shit. Like, I have to get with other people, and then they have to go open stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it's supposed to promote, is making me matchmake with people. Because they go, if I'm running around with you and you're level 40 and I'm level 28, and we go up to a chest and I run up to it and it says minimum level 30, you can run up and open it and it will drop gear for me.
Oh, that's cool, at least.
Yeah. It's, so far, none of it has been worth a shit, but it does drop it. So I do get some items out of that, which is... you know, that's nice. But, like, for purchasing, you can't purchase anything from a Dark Zone vendor until you're level 30. So, it keeps yelling at me that I have too many Dark Zone credits.
Oh, are you... Whoa. Are you maxed out? Is there a maximum amount of Dark Zone credits that you can...
No, there's not a maximum. Okay. It just says, like, you shouldn't be running around with basically a giant money bag, you know... Scrooge McDuckian money bag of Dark Zone credits. Like, the more you own, the more you drop when you die.
Yeah.
So now I have so many Dark Zone credits that I play it safe to not die. And because of that, I'm ranking up slow as shit. So it feels like I'm never going to get to 30. And if you maybe give me a bank, maybe let me go drop off.
That's another Dark thing, Zone dude. Credits. They made a decent game, and it looks good, and it fucking plays well, but there's been countless MMOs in the past that they could have just taken just a couple fucking tips from. And I, like you said, why wouldn't you have a bank? That's completely...
And why can't I buy anything before 30?
That's retarded.
Clothes matter? Really? I can't buy better arm. I can't buy nothing. Can't buy an extended clip. Can't a laser sight. Got to wait till 30. You want a sweet necker scarf? You want that sweet little beanie? Level 30, buddy.
Sick gator.
Yeah, dude. Anything. Anything that I could spend my money on before 30. Because I'm going to get more. I'm going to get more while mining. The only problem now is that I'm running around with like 161,000 freaking Dark Zone credits. I'm just... And so, like, I accidentally go rogue in a group, and then I shit a brick because when my group goes rogue, it's like I'm trying to exit out.
Welcome to Thunderdome, motherfucker. Yeah, you're stuck right in that.
Run around with level 40s and level 35s, and I'm level 24 running behind them with just my money bags.
Wait for me, guys.
Like, yeah. And it goes, your group has gone rogue. And then I just turn and start running and then sniper to the face. And I hit the ground. So frustrating. That being said, I cannot wait to get home and play it.
I need to start playing it again. I haven't played it.
Yeah, you do.
I haven't played it since I left for California. So it's been a couple. Fuck, it's been like 2.5 weeks now.
Yeah, you haven't played with me since I first got the game.
Gross. Yeah, because you were on the road. That's right. So that worked out poorly.
Yep.
Last thing. They're coming out with gear sets. So it sounds like... Let me see if I have this. I think this is pulled up. Which I'm not against the idea of gear sets. But where did I put that? Now I closed it. It looks interesting because it doesn't look like they're just doing the three builds. Like, what is it? It's security, medical and technical.
Right. Yep.
So they're doing a combination of security and of medical and technical. And then they're doing a single one that is just for security. And then they're doing one that's called the marksman set. So I'm imagining that's for like snipers and shit, or just snipers, I guess, and shit is not applicable in that. And then the last one is a lone wolf set, which I feel like is just going to be a
machine gun,
well-rounded version of whatever everything else is combined. And they're nerfing the turret. So if you like the turret, you can go fuck yourself.
I don't think I've played with it.
I haven't either. I only use medical stuff, so.
Oh, I tried out the flamethrower mod when I first got it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. I use a medical, and I use the seeker bomb with the smoke grenade attachment.
Gotcha. Yeah, a lot of people use that little. Or no, your seeker bomb's the one that rolls on the ground, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people use that. What is that? Is that a missile that they shoot?
The sticky bomb?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that you like launch. Thunk,
everybody opens up every combat scenario with it. It's like Gimli's axe in Lord of the Rings. Every time it's like, fight, it's just this fucking missile that just comes flying into the middle of the crowd of bad guys and explodes. Yeah,
I like the seeker bot because I've got the mod that makes it break up into multiple clusters. And my master mod allows it to like climb over walls and stuff and go directly to target. So even if they're standing up top, the ball will just jump to them.
Oh, yeah.
And then so it's less chance that they can hack it. And then I use the smoke version because the damage it does when you get higher up in level, like it works really good against normal guys outside. It doesn't do shit inside the dark zone. So if you use the smoke, it'll at least disorient them.
Right on.
And then right now I can shotgun them. Because I've got a shotgun that's actually pretty powerful. I mean, they all kind of are, but this one's, I forgot what it is, 45,000K or 48,000K. So I can run in there and fucking bang, bang, bang.
DPS on those weapons just spirals out of control. So fucking ridiculous. It's just numbers. Here's some numbers.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, once I started getting the little K afterward, I got excited. But like my assault rifle is still 8,000.
That's pretty low, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my shotgun is 48K, 48,000 DPS.
I feel like my assault rifle's in the 20s or 30s. I don't know. I'd have to look.
It should be. Mine should be. Can't find any. It's so, dude, I sit there and just until the fucking thing gets light and then I just switch to a new weapon and then shoot that until that one gets light, and then I'm just pistoling people. My pistol has higher damage than my assault rifle.
That's fucking irritating. I'm sure you and Devin had talked about it before. That's the weird thing about guns and role-playing games. Like, it's such a weird combination that, like, at some point in time, this 9mm does more damage than that sniper rifle. And it's fucking goofy. Like,
yeah.
For some reason, a sword makes more sense. Like, this sword does less damage than that sword because that sword is fucking swordier than that sword or whatever the fuck the situation may be. Just guns, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Shotguns always seem to be, they show real high power, but they still, I don't even know if the numbers mean anything. I still don't kill people quickly. 48,000.
Well, that's if you hit them with like every single pellet, right? Like that.
That's it. Yeah, headshot. Well, that's why I got to run up there. So I smoke bomb them, and then I run up to them, and I put the barrel on their eyeball.
Kurt Cobain and dip out.
Yeah, just fucking, ooh, it smells like Teen Spirit. Start off in this guy. And that's about the only way that I drop people in any way helpful to my teammates. Like Devin, he pulls out his, he'll be sitting there with a pistol, just bang, 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 and I'm watching people fall.
Devin plays the shit out of that game, too, though, so.
Yeah,
He's pretty far, far along. He's the invisible star of the show that gets mentioned every single episode, but is never invited because he talks over people and talks incredibly loudly. So it's tough. Melissa's giving me a look like I'm a terrible fucking person right now, but she's never met Devin, so.
I hang out with Devin more than almost anyone else I know, and I've never actually met Devin.
Oh, one day, you guys gotta come up and we'll go do hood rat things.
We'll conduct psychedelic experiments.
Sure, yeah. That could not possibly go wrong. Get to the bottom of a lot of shit real quickly.
All right, dude. I'm out of stuff.
Dark Souls 3
good week.
Is out now.
Dark Souls?
Yeah, Dark Souls 3 is out now, and it has a fucking 90 on Metacritic, and it looks pretty amazing if you're into that stuff.
It's going to be hard as shit. Super hard as shit. Is that the...
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be harder than 2 was, because 2 wasn't made by the same company that made 1. So there's all sorts of goofy shit on the internet that you can go read if you get bored one night. But most importantly, there's a second or a third Dark Souls out. So do that. It's fun.
Nice.
Go die.
All right, people. Well, make sure to go over to Horrible Influence on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a share, and
subscribe. Please.
Subscribe.
Horribleinfluence.podbean.com.
Podbean.com.
If you donate $1,000, we will hand deliver any one video game console of your choice.
$1,000 for hand delivery sounds a little steep, because somebody from Istanbul is going to be like, okay.
Oh, there's fine print. Current gen consoles, continental United States only. Maybe Southern Canada. No Mexico.
I feel like it's got to be about time to do some type of giveaway. And your statement about current gen has got me thinking, because I got a bunch of not current gen stuff. We do like fucking Sega Saturn.
That's not, not a good way to collect things. Giving away things is not
a
good way to collect
extras,
things.
I got extras, man. I got a few. It's like, I want to give away something just ridiculous, like a Sega activator.
We could do not give that away. We still haven't tested that thing out. Do not give that away, please. Because that kid doing the... What is he doing? He's doing like the Johnny Cage shadow kick on the front of the box. And just like karate the fuck out. And it's like, there's no way that thing works at all, let alone that accurately.
Well, we at least got to do some YouTube Let's Play videos with one or two of those things.
Oh, dude, no doubt. We got to do something. It'd be great to be able to get together in some free time and do, like, physically get some video game shit up, some recordings up. That would be fun. But this is stuff that I guess we could talk about while not recording. So we'll save you guys the misery of hearing us brainstorm about shitty fucking ideas.
All right, interwebs, we love you, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.